My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Myself, Dan Menigan, Jeff Phelps, waiting on our good pal Brian Anderson, the color voice, I should say, on the Rays Television Network.
I just had some water go down the wrong pipe, so thank you for buying me about 15 seconds.
Of course. That's what we do here.
You ever do that, you know, and you cough and all of a sudden you sound like this?
Way more often than I want to openly admit.
Yeah.
It's right up there with the fact that I've been on this earth for 36 years and eating for a good chunk of them, and yet I still somehow manage to bite my lip and or cheek. And it drives me absolutely up the wall.
I hate that. And then once you do it, you're going to do it over and over
and
over again.
In the same way of water down the wrong pipe. It's like, I've been on this earth for long enough. I should know how to drink water.
For more on cheek biting, we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's the former Indians pitcher, now Rays analyst. He's our buddy who joins us every Friday. He's Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
What's up, BA?
Hello, gentlemen. Listen, I apologize ahead of time for the ancillary noise. I am in the city. We are in New York City this weekend. Actually, this is one of those old wraparound series. So we play them Yankees Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. So, again, apologize ahead of time because not much I can do about it.
No need to apologize for the hustle and or bustle.
There you go. Yeah. That's the way to go.
Plenty of that when we're staying, for sure.
All right, so before we get into anything, news out of Tampa today that the Tampa City Council has approved a new funding for a new baseball stadium, where the Rays are going to pick up the majority of the tab and cost overruns, but the city's kicking in. Does that sound legit and this thing's going to be on its way?
You know what? It does. It does, because I think that this was the vote that everybody was worried about. Were they going to be able to get enough city council members to pass? That was the vote that they were worried about. There's another vote coming up at the end of the month that has more to do with, I think, the county commissioners okaying the amount of money that they're going to kick in as far as the bed tax goes and all of those things. I feel like that vote, they felt like, look, if we get to that vote, it's a done deal. That's going to pass, no question about it. What everybody was worried about was the vote of the city council. So, yes, that coming out as them having passed it, I think things are looking really good that the Rays are going to get that stadium that they've been after, really, since I went down there. You know, when I went down there to try to play again in 2008, they wanted to build a stadium down in St. Pete on the water, on the site, I think, where Al Lang Field was. And it was going to be a sail pavilion as far as the roof goes. And it was on the ballot, and I think they realized that this was not going to pass. So they ended up taking it off of the ballot, and that was back in 2008. And so they've been attempting ever since then to try to get something done, and I think they might have finally done it.
And the nice thing about it is it secures the future of the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa, which not that it was in question, but BA, when you've got a stadium like Tropicana Field that's not highly thought of, there's always that possibility. So that's good for that whole area.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, it's the size of, you know, the market size is, it's pretty significant.
Oh, yeah.
When you start to include Tampa, St. Pete, and then over into Orlando, Sarasota, I mean, there is a ton of populace there. And, you know, we certainly do pretty well on our ratings. We don't always get the, you know, the biggest crowds, but, you know, you can also understand why. It's not a real easy place to get to. It hasn't been the most inviting place to go to, although I will say this, having played there with the Royals and even the Indians back in, you know, 04, 05, back in that time frame, that place was an absolute dump. I mean, it was the colors of the team were drab. The colors on the inside of that building, it was just concrete. You know, it was really an awful place to go and play. And you're indoors. Feels like you're playing in somebody, your uncle's basement. It was not ideal. The new ownership group, they have done about everything you can to make that place aesthetically pleasing. They really have. They've lightened it up. They've brightened it with the lights. A lot of new paint. You know, bright colors. I mean, it's a really. They can't do much to make it any better than it is right now. And so they've put the effort in. But all the while, they've been looking for that new stadium, and I think they're finally going to get it.
All right. So I'm kind of dumb on this, BA. Are they sticking this stadium? Are they saying the ground's going to be in downtown, or are they looking in the suburbs of Tampa to put the stadium?
No. Now, here's the thing. This is where it'll get really interesting. They're basically going to be building this stadium in the parking lot of Tropicana Field. I mean, that's where it's going. There's a whole refurbishing of that downtown St. Petersburg area. And so they are attempting to put the stadium in, and then they're going to have, you know, there's going to be housing, there's going to be restaurants and bars and museum. They're going to try to make it like a ballpark village.
So they want to build the village. Yep, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, that they're thinking along those lines. So it's a much bigger project than just the stadium itself. There's going to be a lot of development, you know, that's going in around it as part of, you know, as part of the building of that stadium. But I'll tell you, it's one of those things that they better get to work, too, because, you know, Tropicana Field, they're going to have to tear that thing down after, I guess, 27. So you got to get to work. Firing up a stadium isn't that easy.
Brian Anderson joining us, color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays getting back to business tonight and the trade deadline coming up. Rays are in it for the wild card, BA. I don't know about the East, but you're, what, 5.5 games out for a wild card spot. So you would think there's contention there, yet you hear the Rays involved in trade rumors, especially with starting pitching. Zach Eflin's name has been thrown out there. The Guardians are looking for starting pitching, according to all reports. Do you think the Rays move on from a couple of starters? They've already moved on from Aaron Civale, trading him to Milwaukee.
Yeah, they might. They might. I think that the Rays could be one of those teams that maybe are sellers and buyers. You know, like with the idea of trading, you know, Aaron Civale was, you know, that they had a starter to fill in for him. They were going to bring Taj Bradley. He was going to come back off, you know, being injured, and he is going to, you know, take that spot in the rotation. So it's very a seamless transition. They did the same thing with Phil Maton. You know, they signed him for a lot of money in the offseason. It really wasn't working out. They weren't getting their bang for the buck. So they end up moving on from him. All the while, they've got a couple of young kids, Manny Rodriguez and Edwin Lucita, that could come up and take his spot, and they feel he could pitch just as effectively. So while they sold a couple of players, they also had replacements that were not going to be a drop-off. And shoot, maybe even you know, a step up, especially in the case of the way that Todd Bradley has been throwing the baseball. So, you know, they could do the same thing, because if they do move a starter – they've got, if you guys remember, Jeffrey Springs and how effective he was for the Rays. Mm-hmm. He has gotten up to 4 or 5 innings in his last start in Durham. So he is on the cusp of coming back. So you could move on from another starter, save yourself some money, and, oh, by the way, plug in Jeffrey Springs, who's a, you know, a really good pitcher. So that's the way that they might try to do things as these spots become open. They do have capable and really capable is not the right word. They have really good guys. Really good players and pitchers that they would be able to plug into those spots. So while they sell on one end, they're filling it with a guy who's every bit as good as what they've sold, maybe better.
Brian Anderson, the best friend of the show, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
That's really true.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's been dubbed long ago.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. My feathers are a little bit ruffled this morning because right before I got on the air with you guys, I got an email from my boss at Bally Sports Sun informing the crew that as we go out on a West Coast trip, and here come our radio guys, Neil Soloff, Andy Freed, up top boys, they informed me that when we go on this West Coast trip, which involves, and I don't know in what order, stops in Seattle, L.A. to play the Dodgers, and a four-gamer in Oakland to play the A's, that I will be doing the pregame show, calling the game, and then doing the postgame show for all 10 games.
Yeah, baby.
I mean,
oh, boy.
Oh yeah, yeah, baby. I'll be icing the vocal cords as much as I fire off. I mean, that's going to be, I mean, I've done that before, the pregame show and the postgame show while calling the game. You know, you do that a couple of times, no big deal. 10 straight games on the road covering all of that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, first world problems. So whatever. I get to do stuff. Now, this is the one thing that I will tell you is that in years past, when I would do that, I did not get paid for it. I did not get compensated. It was a freebie. And there was maybe 2 years ago that I actually did like 15 of those over the course of the season. So basically, they got 10% of their pre and post game shows, you know, without anything. So at least this year, I worked in, you know, the new contract.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good. I tried to get it to a number where they would never use me, but apparently I didn't get it there. If they're going to use me 10 straight,
it's good to know. Keep that in mind for the next one.
That's great.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I got to price myself right out of that job.
Just so then that way you're on the tail end of the trip, and at least you're going, well, yeah. You know, I think Yadier Diaz could look pretty good. Yeah.
You can always come in.
You could have sounded like Doc Rivers at the tail end of this thing.
Beautiful.
There's a chance.
That's right. Beautiful.
B.A., is Randy Arozarena struggles this season because of something that's going on, or is it just a slow start and somebody should bet on the pedigree? I'm only asking as a guy who puts together a top five list every week about hitters that the Guardians could possibly target, and John Morosi reporting that they are willing to listen on Randy Arozarena.
Well, this is what I will tell you. I don't have the raw numbers in front of me, but since the beginning of June, Randy has hit in the ballpark right around 300, and his on-base percentage since the beginning of June is right around 400. And power and production have gone up. So, you listen, that's a month and a half. That's a month and a half of you know, 300, 400 on base, more slug, more long balls, more runs driven in. So he had gotten off to such a horrendous start that nothing short of a miracle would even get him back to respectable. And so you look at the overall numbers, you're like, yeah, he's having a down year. And he is. However, like I said, since the beginning of June, he has been much more the Randy Arozarena you expect. And, you know, like, you can't argue with 300 and a 400 on base. So he obviously is seeing the ball a lot better, taking his walks. And when he does put the ball in play, you know, 300 batting average in today's game, and, you know, not many guys sit there. So he's been really good the last month and a half.
Brian Anderson joining us, a former Indians pitcher, Rays analyst. You're the Guardians. You're in first place at the All-Star break. You have a 4.5 game lead. It slipped a little bit here as you head down the stretch. You're 7-11 going into the All-Star break, and your starting rotation has one person in it who you really thought was going to be one of the key guys in it at the beginning of the season. Can you rely on guys who maybe you sent down to come back? Logan Allen, Tristan McKenzie. Can you rely on a young minor leaguer coming back to health, Joey Cantillo, to step in, a guy you traded for in Spencer Howard who was DFA'd by another team? Or do you have to go out and add somebody here because you have a 4.5 game lead and a chance to win things this year?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you know what? We've talked about this before, and I think that in the case of Cleveland, they have to do something. If for no other reason, they need to send a message to that to the clubhouse that they are all in, and they need to send a message to the fan base that you know, we're here to win. And if you're 4.5 games up and you stand pat, everybody's I don't know. Obviously the deal has to be right, but I think that you have to unearth and turn over every stone that you possibly can to try and make that team better. And certainly there are areas that every team out there can improve. There's no question that it's not like, well, what do we really need? No, everybody needs something. And so I think that they owe it to, not really to the fans. I mean, that's part of it. But they owe it to that clubhouse first and foremost to say, hey, guys, we believe in you, and we're going to go get a couple of pieces here that we think is going to put us over the top. So I think they've, because of the record that they've put together, because of the fact they are 4.5 games in first place, they've kind of painted themselves into a corner that you have to do something. If you don't, boy, is that a bad look.
B.A., thank you very much, buddy. The color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays game, pregame, and postgame shows.
Yes, sir.
Rest the vocal cords. Drink the tea. We can't have you sounding like Doc Rivers on us. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
B.A. joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from New York, where the Rays are going to play. Season starts up again tonight for the Guardians. They are 58.6% into their season. They played 95 of the 162 games. What a perfect time for our 58.6% of the season awards. They're coming up next on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.